Thanks to the magic of theater, we are able to look back at the past as well as see the present as if we were in both places on the same night. Now, despite the fact that half a century passes between Acts 1 and 2 of playwright Bruce Norris's Clybourne Park, neither era gets a break, and Norris examines the pain and hypocrisy that surrounds race with his all-seeing microscope. This production, currently being offered by Cadence Theater Company in partnership with Virginia Rep, presents a stimulating and commanding version of Norris's vision. The play builds on Lorraine Hansberry's 1959 A Raisin in the Sun, as Clybourne Park was the all-white Chicago neighborhood on which a hopeful African-American family penned its dreams of upward mobility. In Norris's play, Act 1 takes place before Hansberry's characters make it to the block, and Act 2 takes place after they are long gone and Clybourne Park has become a predominantly black neighborhood. Now it is a white family that wants to move into the area despite concerns from the local citizenry. Director Kerry Warmall has assembled a terrific cast that is not afraid to reach deep in order to come up with a polished veneer over some very ugly sentiments. It's a rare treat when a cast can make you laugh out loud and feel a little uncomfortable at the same time. It's also a solid cast that assumes a different character from Act 1 to Act 2 with total believability and no traces of the previous character. David Bridgewater shifts gears from playing a man in unbelievable emotional pain to playing the comedy relief. Tyra D. Robinson and Thomas E. Nolan go from playing subservient menial workers trying to stay invisible to dynamic take-no-prisoners neighborhood preservationist. Andrew Furda makes his Richmond debut, but he has an impressive record and manages to stand out and adds a lot of spice to the ensemble. Phil Hayes' set makes the most of the intimate space of Theater Gym and even manages a little stage magic during the intermission changeover. Lynn West's costumes are good and go a long way to establishing the two time periods. Andrew Bonnewell's lights are good, and he even gets to add some nice moody touches in Act 2. A couple of technical contributions that often go unmentioned, including by this commentator, are the sound designer and dialect coach. Reed Kirtley has added some very nice touches with his soundscape, and Janet Rogers has managed to create authentic Chicago dialects, helping to define the play's locale. And speaking of speaking, Norris's characters have an interesting way of talking to one another, but not listening to one another. This makes the art of dialogue difficult at best and makes each character stay in his or her own world. It's a testament to how human beings tend to face a difficult subject, not with wide open minds, but with very much preconceived notions. It's a powerful choice to represent the Acts of Faith Festival and will only be running through March 15th. If you have any interest in good theater, Clybourne Park deserves to be on your radar. For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.